not many of you guys have had the opportunity to know Aubrey and I. We'll just say 10 years ago. Definitely not 15 years ago, because we weren't really living here. But I want to give you just a real quick snapshot of our lives. We were, to say the least, two messed up individuals. Quite messed up. Our marriage was, you know, had the highs and lows. You know, we have that even in the Christian life. We have highs and lows in our marriage. But we were really lost. We were really messed up. And I was out running around doing crazy stuff, hanging out with derelicts and getting into a lot of trouble, doing drugs, drinking a lot of alcohol, fighting a lot of people. Not really being a husband, not being a father by any means. And I was always angry. I was always pissed off. That was who I was. At least that's what I thought. So growing up my whole life, I tried to model my life after my stepfather, Rocco. Growing up, since I was 2 years old, I thought he was the coolest person that ever walked the face of the planet. Even though he wasn't the greatest father, and I knew that growing up, he was quite abusive, he was mean, but there was something about this guy that I looked up to, probably because I was just a young boy, and that was my, you know, my model in life. I mean, he was tough, and I just simply wanted to be more and more like him every single day. And one of the things that I noticed as I started getting older was that I had this really huge, I didn't just have a chip in my shoulder. I had like my entire shoulder was missing. Like I had a big chip on my shoulder. I was always upset, always mad at the world. And as a result, I was destroying my life. I was destroying my marriage. I was destroying almost every single relationship that I ever had with friends. And it was affecting not just me, but every single person around me. Now, something interesting took place, at least I thought was interesting, was years ago, I don't know, what was it when we started going to the Big Vineyard, Aubrey? 8 years ago? 7 or 8 years ago? Michael, do you remember? No. 7 or 8 years ago, something like that. My wife was forcing me to go. I didn't want to go. Our marriage was on the rocks. We were contemplating divorce, but part of that stipulation was, well, you need to start coming to church.